at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm speaking with Robert Fountain, and Robert, Beef Board Secretary Treasurer. So I got to believe you've probably had some interesting discussions here over the last days, and maybe even before that. Today we had a press conference from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association about the audit that CBB had done by an independent auditing firm. Why don't you first of all just explain what it was that you had done?
Yes, the compliance review that was conducted over the last several months began as a routine review. This is done periodically with all of our groups that contract with the Beef Board for checkoff funds. So this was being conducted over the last several months. An independent auditor was brought in April at the agreement between NCBA and NCBB to conduct the audit in more detail and to do that review and hopefully to have that information out in as expeditiously as possible. It was released, of course, it was released earlier this week, which here on the beginning of this conference was interesting. I know it hit a lot of people cold, but it was complete, and that's when it was complete, was on Monday. So it is a public document upon completion, and we had a number of people that had across the country that knew it was ongoing, knew it was due to be released, asked for it to be made public as soon as possible. And of course, with people coming in for this mid-year summer conference, they needed, all the people here needed to have information in front of them on this issue. Certainly all the Beef Board people and all the Federation people who are responsible for the checkoff funds and the are responsible to the producers across this country who pay into this checkoff fund, and they all needed to have that most current up-to-date information, and that's why it was released.
Can you give us a couple of the maybe key findings that people should be aware of?
Well, certainly they were among the issues that were raised in the review was that there was an appearance in which checkoff dollars may have been spent inappropriately in terms of travel, travel dollars that were being expended either with a spouse travel or with individuals who have dual responsibilities of working with the checkoff and policy side of NCBA. And in a case such as that, of course, it's not uncommon for them to work in both areas, but they have to make clear distinctions between what is checkoff related and what is policy related activity, because they are reimbursable from the checkoff only for checkoff related activity, which is within the guidelines. The auditing firm found several instances in which there were violations of that policy, and also they found a number of areas that were undeterminable. And an undeterminable situation means there's not sufficient documentation to prove one way or the other where that dollar should have been spent and where it should have been applied. Every single dollar of the checkoff is important to every single producer who pays into it. They all need to be specific and follow the guidelines that are provided to all the contractors, and it needs to be very, very clear. So this is what's going to require additional auditing by CBB going in the next week to 10 days to determine as best we can the extent to which all of these undeterminables can be made determinable. And if there's a problem with where they were allocated, then we will cite those. And if where they were done properly, we will obviously cite those as properly spent.
So there's still some work to be done.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. There's definitely work to be done. This is not while this was the final report of the auditing firm, it has raised the question of needing to dig a bit deeper to determine the unknowns at this point. And there are some significant unknowns.
Now, NCBA has made a public statement that they will do everything they can to work to make sure that everything is done correctly or taken care of or addressed. How would you characterize that? I mean, do you see that expectation of being able to work together to try to resolve some of these questions?
Well, I certainly cannot speak for them, but I assume that if I were in a similar situation, that would be my response. I would certainly be willing to do that. But at this point in time, it's a bit puzzling when we've had written compliance rules in place for quite some time with all of our contractors, that it would appear puzzling why they were unable to apparently follow them clearly enough, that there was areas of ambiguity that have caused part of this problem. So I guess if you indicate that you're willing to make corrections, obviously you are, but we don't even know the extent of that yet. So I take them at their word, but that's all I can say for them.
So probably it would be good to say or assume maybe that this meeting will provide an opportunity for people to talk, discuss from both organizations participating here, but it's still going to take some time to work, even with full cooperation, to work through to make sure that these things are all addressed, so that from the standpoint of checkoff dollars being properly invested, we can ensure that to producers in the future.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the right format here at this conference, because, as we've stated, we have representatives from all the states that are here, representing the Beef Board, representing the Qualified State Beef Councils across this country. And both of these groups represent every single producer in this country that pays into this checkoff program. And they all need to have their questions answered while we're all here. This is a great opportunity of the convening of this conference to have these issues on the table to be talked about. And the forums that will take place tomorrow, I think, will be critically important in getting factual information out for people to understand the significance of the situation.
Well, having been here now for a little while, it definitely is being discussed. One of the things that was brought up in the press conference, and I think I've heard other ag media ask and some other people talk about, is just from the standpoint of how the report was released. I've heard some think that that's a little out of the ordinary, that maybe there have been audits in the past and things were kind of worked out so that it didn't become a big public issue. How would you address that or answer that in this instance?
Well, I can't speak to the ones in the past that I'm not familiar with, because I've only been in the leadership role for the last year, and I really can't address all of those. But it is my understanding that in the past, where there have been minor issues found in compliance reviews, that oftentimes they could be corrected, and those corrections took place. In this case, we had some pretty serious indications early on that we had some issues in which it was more of a determining factor about whether or not this was a more serious and egregious event, or whether this was just negligence, or whether this was simply a failure to follow the specified guidelines that are written there to be followed. So in that sense, and the fact that so many people and producers and media people knew that this was an ongoing activity, and that it was due to be released sometime in the last 3 weeks, but nobody knowing for certain what, because we didn't know until the independent auditor completed their work, that as soon as it was available to be made public, it would be released, because there was no reason to sit on it. We have a responsibility, it being a completed public document, to be released. So that the timing of it being Monday, it is out on Monday. It is what it is. And as I said earlier, it's probably best that it is, so that we can talk about it, as opposed to if it had come out maybe a week from now, we would have gone through a conference and then we would all have dispersed across the country, and then all of a sudden here's something we should have been talking about here.
Well, I can just make a little editorial comment of my own, that from talking to people with both organizations, one thing we can see is we have some very passionate individuals who are just committed to their industry, and I think we're seeing a lot of that come out. And probably like you said, it's an opportunity to let those ideas come out, and I'm looking forward to the forum. That might be an interesting discussion, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. I really appreciate getting that perspective. I think there's a lot of people that would like to hear that, and it will help the discussion, and we'll make sure that we get that out to as many people as we can. So here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.